Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." They rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus asked, "What do you ask me to do for you?" The blind man replied, "Lord, grant that I may see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. Just a quick biblical reference and then two quick thoughts on this. In Mark's gospel, he structures Jesus' public ministry into three separate sections. Each of those sections begin with Jesus telling the disciples that he has to suffer and die. Remember, in Mark, the disciples don't catch on until the resurrection. And so they begin to argue with Jesus that that's not what should happen. Jesus then tries to instruct them more, and then he always performs a miracle on someone who has faith, and he contrasts their faith with the lack of faith in the disciples. Today's gospel is the final of that trilogy, and Mark puts more attention on this particular miracle than any other in the gospel. It is the only time in Mark's gospel that Jesus is called Son of David. In his homily this morning, Pope Francis said that if Bartimaeus were blind, the disciples were deaf. They didn't hear Jesus. And he compared their deafness to the deafness of the church in responding to people whose marriages have broken or have shattered. And he said that all too often we have longed to sit on the chair, the throne of Moses, which is a throne of judgment and condemnation, and he says it is time to sit on the throne of Jesus, which is a throne of mercy and healing. I think this gospel contains six of the most powerful words in Mark's gospel. Lord, grant that I may see. I pray that every single day. Lord, grant that I may see how to be a better pastor for these people. Lord, grant that I may see a better way to welcome young people into this parish. Lord, grant that I may see a better way to respond to the elderly, to the dying. And I would suggest it's a prayer that all of us could say. Lord, grant that I may see how I can improve my marriage. Lord, grant that I may see how to better respond to my children, or perhaps to my aging parents. Lord, grant that I may see. Amen.